jelly.
Baseball bat.
Do the peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Now tick tack toe, tick tack toe,
let's go.
Tick tack toe,
you got it.
Tick tack toe, let's ride.
Way up, way up, way up, way up.
Now there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go.
Peanut butter jelly,
peanut butter jelly,
peanut butter jelly,
peanut butter jelly.
Do the peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly,
peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Do the peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Now freestyle, freestyle,
freestyle.
Hello, my name is Elijah Sanchez and
Jaden Rodriguez,
and this is, and you're listening to FM 90.1 KCFR Chico, listener supported community radio.
For the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
And me and Jaden Rodriguez play football for the Chico Jaguars.
Number 15, I'm number 54.
I've been playing for 5 years.
I've been playing for 4. And we're awesome. I'm in 5th grade.
I'm in 5th grade too, and I go to school at McManus Elementary.
I go to school at Emma Wilson Elementary. And Miss York is my teacher.
And my teacher this year for me is Miss Sines.
The end.
Woo! Conjunction Junction, baby.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Additive like this and that, but that's sort of the opposite, not this but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that, and but and or gets you pretty far.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two boxcars and making them run right. Milk and honey, bread and butter, peas and rice. But happy, digging and scratching, losing your shoe. A button or two, he's poor but honest, sad but true. Boo hoo hoo hoo!
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up two cars to one when you say something like this, choice. Either now or later, or no choice. Neither now nor ever.
Hey, that's clever.
Eat this or that, growth in the fat. Never mind, I wouldn't do that enough now.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan or into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloons wouldn't go any higher. Let's go to the mountains or down to the sea. You should always say thank you or at least say please. And phrases and clauses in complex sentences like, in the morning when I'm usually wide awake, I love to take a walk through the gardens and down by the lake, where I often see a duck and a drake, and I wonder as I walk by just what they would say if they could speak, although I know that's an absurd thought.
Come on, kids!
Conjunction Junction, what's your function? Hooking up calls and making them function. Conjunction Junction, how's that function? I like tying up words and phrases.
phrases and clauses. Conjunction, junction, watch that function. I'm going to get you there if you're very careful. Conjunction, junction, what's your function? I'm going to get you there if you're very careful. Conjunction, junction, what's your function? I'm going to get you there if you're very careful, yeah.
All right, a little Schoolhouse Rock for you. Back to school. Back to school for everyone. I've got this book. It's called An Exceptional View of Life. And it's written, it says it's the Easter Seal story. And it's written and illustrated by children with disabilities and handicaps. Ooh. This is a quick little poem, little story. The sun is a pretty thing. I like how it shows how it makes nice days. It makes things warm. I like to look outside on rainy days, watching the raindrops fall, plop, plop, plop. Suddenly, the plops go faster and faster. I get tired. The raindrops get slower, and the last raindrop comes down. Then the clouds go away. I hate it when the rain clouds part. I feel the drops and plops. The happiest thing in the world that I like, that I really want to do, I'd like to be somebody that walks. I like my brother. He's always tickling and telling jokes. Every time he does something funny, it makes me happy. Even though he outranks me by age, he's 25 and I'm only 8. But when he's telling a whole bunch of jokes, I'm telling them back. And it's feeling like I'm all filled up with laughter inside. He's got some goodies. I don't know where he gets them, but I'd sure like to know where that place is. And a little bio about this little kid. His name is Kenneth, and he's 8 and a half years old, and he has mild cerebral palsy, and it frustrates him. And he has two older brothers, and he's into CB radios, and his handle is the Flying Dutchman. He does AM and FM music radio. And he collects stamps and coins and just almost anything you can collect, he collects it. And for the future, he has lots of varied interests. And he's thinking of maybe becoming a councilman or a mayor and maybe even the president. So there's a lot of stories in this book. I'm just going to read that one today. And I'm just going to play some more music. And these are some of the songs that Eli and Jaden picked out. And those stories were pre-recorded because they have football practice right now. So enjoy.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can never lie, running for my life. I will always want you.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never.
Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I came in like a wreck.
Little Miley Cyrus there for you. This story is called Belling the Cat, and it's an Aesop fable, and it's retold by Joseph Jacob. Long ago, the mice had a general council to consider what measures they could take to outwit their common enemy, the cat. Some said this, and some said that, but alas, a young mouse got up, and he had a proposal to make, when he thought would meet the case. "You will all agree," said he, "that our chief danger consists of the sly and treacherous manner in which the enemy approaches us. Now, if we could receive some sign of her approach, we could easily escape from her. I venture, therefore, to propose that a bell be put around on a chain or on a collar and slipped around the neck of the cat. By this means, we should always know when she was about, and could easily retire while she was in the neighborhood." The proposal met with general applause, until an old mouse got up and said, "That is all very well, but who is to bell the cat?" The mice looked around at each other, and nobody spoke. Then the old mouse said, "It is easy to propose impossible remedies." It's one of those things you got to learn about. Okay, here's another song. More schoolhouse rock. This one is interjections, those wonderful parts of speech, language arts.
When Reginald was home with the flu, the doctor knew just what to do. He cured the infection with one small injection, while Reginald uttered some interjections.
"Hey, that's smart! Ouch, that hurts! Ow, that's not fair, giving a guy a shot down there!"
Interjection,
hey,
choke stopping, ow, or motion.
Ow.
They generally set apart from a sentence by an exclamation point, or by comma when the feeling's not as strong. Though Geraldine played hard to get, Geraldo knew he'd woo her, yet he showed his affection despite her objection, and Geraldine hollered some interjections.
"Well, you've got some nerve. Oh, I've never been so insulted in all my life. Hey, you're kinda cute."
Interjection,
well,
chokes out in
all
emotion.
Hey.
They generally set apart from a sentence by an exclamation point, or by comma when the feeling's not as strong.
Hooray!
Or sad.
Aww.
Or frightened.
Woo!
Or mad.
Ow.
Or excited.
Wow.
Or glad.
Hey!
And interjection starts a sentence right. The game was tied at 7-all when Franklin found he had the ball. He made a connection in the other direction, and the crowd started shouting out interjections.
"Aw, you threw the wrong way.
Darn, you just lost the game.
Hey,
I'm for the other team."
Interjection, chokes out in
our
emotion.
Hey.
They generally set apart from a sentence by an exclamation point, or by comma when the feeling's not as strong. So when you're happy,
hooray,
or sad,
aww,
or frightened,
woo,
or mad,
ow,
or excited,
wow,
or glad,
hey,
and interjection starts a sentence.
sentence right. Interjection, hey! Show excitement, hey! Or emotion, hey! They generally set apart from a sentence by an exclamation point or by comma when the feeling's not as strong. Interjection, show excitement, or emotion, hallelujah, hey! Hallelujah, hey! Hallelujah, hey! Yeah!
Darn! That's the end?
Nice. Peanut Butter Jelly Time is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by The Printed Image, specializing in custom screen printing and embroidery since 1980. The Printed Image offers American apparel and organic cotton options and can be reached at 898-9525. Well, at 7:30, which is about 13 minutes, we'll have Terry in here to face the music. That'll go till 10 o'clock tonight. And then 10 to midnight, we'll have somebody, I think it's Jerry, doing basically the blues. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Jaden Rodriguez again. I am going to read the Storytelling Stone. Long ago, there were no stories in the world. Life was not easy for the people, especially during the long winters when the wind blew hard and the snow piled high about the longhouse. One winter day, a boy went hunting. He was a good hunter and managed to shoot several partridge. As he made his way back home through the snow, he grew tired and rested near a great rock which shaped almost like the head of a person. No sooner had he sat down than he heard a deep voice speak. "I shall now tell a story," said the voice. The boy jumped up and looked around. No one was to be seen. "Who are you?" said the boy. "I am Great Stone," said the rumbling voice, which seemed to come from within the earth. Then the boy realized it was the big standing rock which spoke. I shall now tell a story, then tell it," said the boy. "First, you must give me something," said the stone. So the boy took one of the partridge and placed it on the rock. "Now, tell your story, grandfather," said the boy. Then the great stone began to speak. It told a wonderful story of how the earth was created. As the boy listened, he did not feel the cold wind. The snow seemed to go away.
When the stone had finished, the boy stood up. "Thank you, grandfather," said the boy. "I shall go now and share this story with my family. I'll come back tomorrow." The boy hurried home to the longhouse. When he got there, he told everyone something wonderful happened. Everyone gathered around the fire, and he told them the story he heard from the great stone. The story seemed to drive away the cold, and the people were happy as they listened, and they slept peacefully that night, dreaming good dreams. The next day, the boy went back again to the stone and gave it another bird, which he had shot. "I shall now tell a story," said the big stone, and the boy listened. It went on this way for a long time. Throughout the winter, the boy came each day with a present. of game. Then Great Stone told him a story of the old times. The boy heard the stories of talking animals, monsters, tales of what things were like when the earth was new. They were good stories, and they taught important lessons. The boy remembered each tale and retold it to the people who gathered at night around the fire to listen. One day, though, when the winter was ending and the spring about to come, the Great Stone did not speak when the boy placed his gift of wild game. "Grandfather," said the boy, "tell me a story." Then the Great Stone spoke for the last time. "I told you all my story," said the Great Stone. "Now the stories are yours to keep from the people."
Say by the way, this was a after.
"You will pass these stories on to your children, and other stories will be added to them as your years pass. Where there are stories, there will be more stories. I have spoken, Nahu, thus. It was the stories came into the world. To this day, they are told by the people of Longhouse during the winter seasons to warn the people. Whenever a storyteller finishes a tale, the people always give thanks, just as the boy thanked the storytelling stone long ago." By the way, this was me reading. This was me and Jaden reading.
Wait, who's me?
This is Elijah Sanchez and Jaden Rodriguez reading the storytelling stone.
All right, little Pharrell Williams there. So everyone be happy. I'm just about heading out of here. Hope you enjoyed the show. Did the pre-recording. Did all right. And that's it. Like I said, I'm going to fade out with some Taylor Swift, and then Terry will be on at 7:30. Good night.
This is the KZFR Events Calendar. I'm Ricky Anderson. On Saturday, August 29th, it's a benefit for Mandy Johnson and John Pearson at the Pines, Butte Meadow. It's called Feed Your Soul, a farm-to-fork dining experience.